This is the Podcast Replay. This Podcast Replay is brought to you by the finest racks in the business. Pallet Rack City. 305-424-8547. That's 305-424-8547. Pallet Rack City in Hialeah is the company you need when you want your warehouse sporting the finest racks in the business. After all, who doesn't love a great rack?
You mentioned off the top here, there's still ways that the Heat can get better. One of the names that's still out there is Victor Oladipo. What are you hearing on Victor Oladipo, and what are you seeing? What are you hearing? What are some of those potential options, even outside of Depot, ways that this roster could improve between now and tip-off?
Yeah, Clay, I think that's a really good name you bring up in Victor Oladipo because he's still there. And when I look at this Heat roster, and I think that's why it's a good point of reference from you, I look at this Heat roster and I say to myself this. Where is that, like we mentioned in the previous segment, the dynamic athleticism? Jimmy Butler will work his way to the foul line. Kyle Lowry will bump and bang his way and either step back for the three or try to draw contact. Duncan Robinson has to be set up by someone else for a basket. Bam Adebayo, and Clay, we're even seeing this in the Olympics, is still not a go-to player. Even with his salary, he's a complimentary player.
Offensively, yes.
Yes, and defensively does it all. If the Heat can make it work to bring back Victor Oladipo and he just contributes starting in January or February, then like you and I were talking during the crosstalk with Big O, this is a different Heat team in the playoffs. If Victor Oladipo, remember Victor Oladipo that last couple of weeks with the Heat before he went out with his injury?
Yes.
He was at least, like Clay, I think you would agree, intriguing. If the Heat can get back intriguing Victor Oladipo, you know what? That changes my view significantly. And how crazy is that? A player coming off a major surgery on his quadriceps, probably not likely to step on an NBA court with game action January, February, I still think could be a big piece for the Heat. But you know what? Ego's a big thing. And having to take a minimal nominal contract is a tough, tough decision for a guy like Victor Oladipo, who was expecting a heck of a lot more in free agency.